You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You're back with Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. The popular athletic shoe brand Skechers says it has a new way of helping you find your kids' shoes. Or is it really a sneaky attempt to help track every step your kid takes? Their latest shoes have a compartment in the sole. It's hidden under the insole, and it can hold an Apple AirTag. Skechers says the kids can't feel it. I have a lot of questions about this. So let's welcome back Dr. Erica Rutledge, licensed psychologist at SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you.
So taken on its face as just a way to help kids find shoes, what do you think this is teaching kids?
Well, I think this is probably more helpful for parents than kids in terms of if we're just looking at finding shoes. But I think we need to be careful of just relying on technology versus like being just mindful about where we take our shoes off at when we get home and putting them in maybe a place by the door, which I have this conversation with my kids on a regular basis.
Now let's go to the next level, because where my mind immediately went on this was, this is not a way to track where their shoes are. This is a way to track your kids' movements. Do we need to be more thoughtful as parents in this day and age about how we use technology to monitor our kids?
Yeah, I think it really can depend, A, on the kid and their developmental age. You know, I think for younger kids, there may be a great place for this. Like, for example, I know when our family went to Disney, that was a big fear I had of like losing a kid and being able to easily find them. And so for, you know, time limited things like this, I can see where it can maybe bring a little more peace of mind. But for older kids, I think it can basically encourage maybe just this notion that you don't trust them, or that that they need to be 100% monitored, and may make them more anxious. So I do think you're right about just being mindful about kind of what the purpose and use of it, and also being really transparent with our child, no matter what the age is, about kind of what we're doing and why we're doing it.
How do you do that at different ages to explain to them, hey, I am either monitoring where your phone is or monitoring where you are in your shoes?
I think for littler kids, I think you can kind of show them the device and use very kind of young child language, saying that, hey, you know, this is something to help mommy and daddy see where you are. You can maybe show them on the phone what it looks like. And that can be helpful. For older kids, I think it's more of a conversation of like, hey, you know, would you be okay if we use this device to help us like monitor where you are, if you were using it for that, and have it be more part of a family safety plan and a goal to have that be more time limited and not something that will continue indefinitely, and have young as like a tween and adolescent really be able to participate in that conversation and share how they feel about that.
What can it do to trust if you use devices like this and you don't tell your kids right away?
I think that is one of those slippery slopes and can be dangerous because number one, 9 times out of 10, your kid's gonna find it. It's like they know tech better than you do. And so just believe that if you try to hide it, they will find it. And then right, that erodes that relationship of this trust and they may be more secretive about things. And so leading them in a direction you don't want them to go towards. So kind of encouraging that conversation and being intentional about what your goals are for that tracking device and asking for their input. We also want our kids to know that it's not okay for other people to track them without their consent or assent. And so them to be aware of like, hey, if I notice like, because I think the Apple tags now have the safety alert where if they have a if there's something that's tracking you nearby, it comes up on your phone. And so if your kid saw that and it wasn't a tracker you use, they need to know what to do to make sure they're safe and someone is not tracking them without either the knowledge of the caregivers or the knowledge of the kid.
When it comes to, for example, if you're a parent who is legitimately concerned about your child's safety, how do you turn this into a comfort instead of instilling fear?
Yeah, I think that's where that making it far, part of a family communication plan and using it more like training wheels that you will take off eventually, and just to kind of really reinforce different aspects of the family safety plan, but have it be temporary, time limited, and also that communication of why we're doing this. We're only going to use this at certain spaces, places like theme parks or places where it's really busy, but we won't use it in these other situations.
Now, I come from Gen X, and we make jokes about how we drank out of hoses and we were gone all day and our parents don't know where we were. Obviously, parenting has changed a lot because of the way the world has changed. But I guess what does it do for kids when you do give them a little freedom without that monitoring?
Yeah, I think it A develops their own sense of autonomy of like, hey, I can actually do these things on my own and figure out my own way instead of always having to rely on a caregiver, which then can lead to them feeling more anxious and feeling more uncertain about being able to do things on their own. And again, this can vary by kid and their developmental stage. And some kids need a little more time, like having someone kind of with them to do things and kind of gradually scaling up that independence level. And I think too, as parents, we hear the news and we hear so many things, scary things just happening in school settings and other things to kids. And so we this comes out of this place of wanting to keep our kids safe. So it comes from a great place, but sometimes that we can put too many eggs in that basket and take away from our kids' autonomy and their development.
That is Dr. Erica Rutledge, licensed psychologist at SSM Health, Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. Thank you so much for your insight today.
Thank you.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.